Now, hey, welcome to the show.
If you could decide how you would die, how would you die?
What?
How that? If you could pick the way to exit this earth, how would you exit?
In a chariot of fire, Elisha style.
Top that answer.
What about flying straight up?
A fire chariot?
Yeah.
Hey, well, that'd be a pretty good way. I don't like fire, though. That'd be the last thing I'd choose is go out in fire.
Well, I'm not going out in fire. I'm riding the fire.
Oh, okay.
I mean, only one guy's done it so far.
Thanks for the clarification because, hey, when you say fire, that means you're burning.
That's a true
statement. I don't want to do that.
You're burning.
Yeah, I got a few ways that I'd like not to go. I don't know if I have a way I want to go.
Great white shark off the coast of South Africa.
If a great white shark is going to get me, one or two things going to have to happen. That boat's going to have to blow up and I'm floating aimlessly at sea, or he's going to have to get on it. Because I ain't getting in there with him.
I ain't going to be in those parts of the water.
He's not the type of person that likes to swim with sharks.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm
right there with him.
If I'm being honest, I don't care to swim, period. I love wading. I love being able to touch the bottom, but I ain't much on.
Feel that mud oozing through your toes.
Amen.
Between your toes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a way you want to go?
How do you want to go?
No, I was just saying, it just hit me, if you had your choice. You know, the reason I asked it, because my great-grandmother, she just had cooked us a real fine meal. We was up visiting. And I think it was peas and cornbread and fresh vegetables and all. It was in the summertime.
Oh, that'll do it.
So I think
straight out the garden.
Mm. Like corn, on the cob, peas,
probably fresh maters.
The fried cornbread.
Hot water cornbread.
Yeah. But anyway, which just, you always had a play there right now.
That's
anyway,
how you want to go out.
She just had fed us, and then when it was late at night, we'd played dominoes for a while. She got up and said, honey, it's a good Lord's willing. I'm going to go to bed, and it's a good Lord's willing, and I'll see y'all in the morning. Well, she went to bed, went to sleep, and hey, next morning, one of her daughters went in and found her, and this was the kind of funny part. She said, y'all going to think I'm crazy, but Mama had a big smile on her face when I walked in and found her, dead.
That's because the last.
But that's a good way to go.
Amen.
Yeah. You go to sleep. You don't wake up. Because Bridget Tatum, one of my ex band member, used to ask, "Who woke you up this morning?" And the answer is, "Jesus woke you up this morning." Which I like the answer. How did you wake up?
Yeah.
Did the alarm clock really wake you up? Nope. Jesus allowed you to wake up.
No, because if it wasn't for Jesus, that alarm clock could still be going off.
That's right.
That don't matter.
Yeah, that's right.
Philip, you got anything to add to that? A way you want to go, out on a bull?
I don't know that I want to go out that way. But when we went to visit my wife's, great-grandfather in New Mexico, Bryson was a baby, my oldest son, and we were talking to him. He was born in 1904, and he was telling us about baseball before they had gloves. He said, "Boy, you had to be tough to be a catcher." He said, "Phil, right here, I still got a scar where I got a foul ball caught me in the neck." It's good grief. But we had visited with him and talked with him, and we gave him an LSU hat, and we were getting ready to leave, and Bryson was telling him bye, and he said, "We'll see you next year when we come back." He said, "No, son, I ain't going to be here next year." He said, "I done lived long enough." He said, "Y'all ain't going to see me again.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go." Bye. And I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the truth.
Hey, that's the reason they was called Iron Men. Back in them days, them boys had, I think of the movie True Grit. Them boys were full of grit.
Tough don't even begin to describe
it. No, because that's why they're the Greatest Generation.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about it this way. We had a lot of people when the war broke out, World War II broke out. They went to the draft board, raised their hand, took the oath, got on ships, anything that would float, and went to fight for somebody they'd never met to free them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember in our neighborhood and in the surrounding general area, people would give you shirt off their backs. And like all of them, the whole community. You know, it wasn't just one, it was everybody. That's the way they thought. Yep. You know, that was their mindset.
It was selfless instead of selfish.
Yeah. No, no. It was everything was, how can I help you?
Love your neighbor was still a thing back
then. No. Yeah. Big thing.
It wasn't compete with your neighbor like it is now.
It was a big thing. You know? Yeah. Because if something happened, like a house burned down, what the next thing up? Hey, the whole neighborhood's out there and done build them one.
Mm-hmm.
In a week's time, they'd throw up a house frame, bed, do all the stuff. And, you know, then everybody was talking about, well, how much do it, you know, how can I repay you? And he said, hey, don't worry about it. He said, maybe if something like this happens to me, then you can help out.
Yeah, you'd be over there with a hammer and nails,
You'd be over with a hammer and nails and you do your part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I grew up. That's why this nation, okay, was the greatest nation ever. Okay.
Uh-oh. I heard it.
It's because we actually...
I heard a past tense in there.
Well, no. Hold on. We've sprawled a long way down. But don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of good people out there. But we've in my humble opinion, our moral compass has gone.
It's
bad.
A little off
It's bad. Bad need of repair.
Yeah,
okay?
It's about a quarter plum off of true north, ain't it?
Yeah.
It is a skewed. That was a way better way to say it.
Yeah. I was trying to talk to our fans. They understand what a quarter plum is.
But I don't know. I don't know how. I don't even think I want to choose how I would go out. I don't know.
Rather be in the dark about it.
Here's what I tell you.
When it happens, it happens.
Here's what I tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
I did think that there were several times I thought we might die when we were riding in airplanes. You know, and that's all true stories. I mean, but
here's the coolest part, okay, really, about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about that.
No.
You really don't, and if you had asked me this when I was a young kid, okay, when, you know, I wouldn't have ever been able to give you the answer that I give you today, okay? Because, you know, death used to just scare me to death, okay, literally.
Yeah.
Now, no. You know, me and Phil are the last members of our family, okay? And I was like this with my mother. I was a baby's boy. I mean, a big baby's boy, okay? Because me and mom was like this, and I thought it would tear me apart when she died. Didn't even faze me because of two things. I know where she went, and I know who she's with, and she's surrounded by love, all what I call the good stuff. The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
That'll preach.
All of that.
That'll preach right there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big difference in your life when you change from going to thinking of it as death versus thinking of it as birth.
Change of address.
Yeah.
That's all it is going to be for me. I'm going to leave this little ball we live on, and I'm going to go to some place that I can't even imagine how fine it's going to be. Okay? Because this is the creator of the universe's palace. Yeah. So yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about it.
So how you gonna see any game wardens when you get up there?
That'll be up to the Almighty. As far as my opinion goes, there won't be a one in heaven. But hey, the Almighty might have said, "No, we got a few coming."
Oh, there's several good
there
ones.
There probably
right
will
there.
Be. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, they may ease in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, hey, you know, I'm just easing in by the skin of my, you know.
But you,
I should say I'm easing in by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah, but you can bet they'll be incognito.
They
ain't going
to
let you know.
They're not
going
to be proud of it.
They'll have to have a different job.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing something different in heaven.
Yeah, they'll be building duck blinds for us instead of trying to write a ticket in them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, if you haven't guessed it now, we're back in the duck call room.
Man. So I went to preaching to start off.
What a way to start.
I'm
right?
going to say it. I liked it. I just sat here and listened to that. I could listen to you all day.
I thought provoking conversation is a good thing. And I mean, just it is a good thing. But look, you're here, Duck Call Room. We've reached the 40,000, so you don't have to hear that annoying announcement anymore. But I am going to remind you that we are no longer on the Duck Commander channel. It will only be on the Duck Call Room channel. That's youtube.com/duckcallroom, all one word. And check us out on Apple, Spotify, whatever, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Leave us a nice little rating and review. Subscribe if you haven't. All that good housekeeping stuff. And with that, we're going to roll into our first break, and we'll be right back after this.
Look, we're at the first break because I don't even have his earphones on.
He don't need them no more.
He ain't even thought about them.
Grizzled veteran.
I heard y'all good enough.
Yeah, he don't need them.
it is a little better, though.
It's a little better.
Si, you can take them off now. We're at break.
Now we're at break. Everybody take them off.
We're at break now, boy.
Well, speaking of sleep, look, Si, I sent it to you, didn't I?
What did you send to me?
The deal where you can get paid to sleep. Didn't I send you that link?
That's the kind of job I should have found years ago.
I think you did.
You did find it.
Hold on.
I was actually good at it, too.
I know.
You sent me like a picture of a TV in an airport, didn't you?
Yeah, it was on one of the news channels somebody posted where
I'm
you
pulling
can.
It up.
I want to know who's paying.
Well, listen, John David will tell you how much it is.
Okay, here's the job description for you, Uncle Si. Take a nap for 30 straight days. Do you think you can do it?
I can handle it.
Write about your experience. Can you do it?
I can handle it.
Are you at least 18 years old?
I can handle that about 5 times.
They will pay you...
Yeah, we got the multiplication going on here, boys. 5 times that, 18. What does that come up to? All right.
72.
That was close,
that's
boys.
Four. 5 would be 9.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Right.
I was giving you too
much credit.
You're just
as bad as I am.
All right. And they will pay you $1,500 a month.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to have to up that, baby. My sleep is worth more than that.
So you're saying you're worth more asleep than you are awake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd pay it.
Not everybody can just fall asleep and do it just constantly.
Every day?
Every day.
That's a commitment, ain't it?
Look, they can even say, okay, you have to sleep for 2 hours or 3 or 4.
They just said take a nap.
But they can even put the time limit on me. And, baby, I'm telling you, I hit it every time. You say 4 hours, I don't need no clock, no alarm clock. I'll wake up 4 hours from now.
That's true, because if I applied to this,
I'm serious.
I wouldn't be able to take a nap.
I can't. I don't nap well. I mean, I nap after about 30 days of duck season, I can finally take a nap. But other than that, I can't just like crawl on the couch and go to sleep. I don't know how you do it.
No, look, hey.
Clear your mind of everything.
Well, no. Hey. First, you got to have something in your mind, okay? Now, I don't have to clear nothing, okay? But you got to understand, that's why I said, no, $1,500 a month, hey. Anybody that can sleep like I sleep with the consistency that I have achieved, you're going to have to pay me for this talent, son, because it's a talent.
For the average man, that's pretty good pay, though, I would say.
Well, for the average man.
It's $18,000 a year to sleep.
Yeah, but hey, look.
Every day.
I'm not average.
I guess the only problem is.
We can't afford you, Si.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm up at the top of the ladder here, boys. Yeah.
The only problem is you have to work weekends, apparently, if you got to do it 30 days. So you can't even weekends.
No. Hey. Look, where sleep is concerned, there ain't no days or nights. Okay? This is just a thing that happens.
I can tell you what I know to be a fact. After the way today has started, Si had a really good nap before he got here. Wait, we just all over it again. The map, that is. I mean, we're just...
Well, normally we're talking about, do you like Kit Kats or M&M's better? But, hey, this week we've covered some serious things.
Just so we're clear, peanut M&M's.
But, yeah, that's right. Kit Kats kind of aren't good.
Yeah, where are the M&M's? They're gone when I got up here.
They ain't been here in
I took them home
weeks.
And I had about a half a jar.
That's what we like.
Bad move.
That's what we like to call.
Your wife ate them?
Oh, yeah. No. Bad move. Half a jar. I come back in there a little later and tell them, Ain't nothing but clear plastic in that jug, boys.
That's what you start putting nuts and bolts in. That's good for holding nuts and bolts.
It ain't going to hold no peanuts.
Not for M&Ms, long.
Not for long.
It'll hold nuts and bolts way longer than it'll hold a peanut M&M.
Nothing bolts will stay there, but the peanuts, nope, they're gone.
Didn't you have an aunt or something that would not eat the peanuts but only liked to suck the chocolate off the
peanut? They make M&M. Regular M&Ms.
Well, I had so many crazy aunts. Okay.
She'd leave a big pile of peanuts inside, go and eat them. And
he has so many.
Because look.
He didn't know.
Hey. Well, hey, the family's weird, okay. Yeah, and all the kinfolk.
Sucked the chocolate off the peanut on the peanut.
And then put the peanut back.
And then you ate them?
Put the peanut back.
Were they still wet?
No, they were dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're dry. They're dry.
That makes it better, I guess.
They're dry.
So I said didn't hurt a thing.
You didn't know.
Didn't hurt him in any kind of way.
I don't, and the John David's argument, sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. I got to support you. They make plain M&Ms. You don't have to have the peanut.
Yeah, right. But they couldn't afford them. Yeah. They couldn't afford them.
The plain ones are cheaper.
In theory.
Not back in that day.
Oh, no, you got to have the big ones. The big peanuts.
They felt like they was getting a value, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a bigger piece of candy for the same
price. Oh, yeah, same price, boys.
I didn't realize it's actually less chocolate.
Get the big one.
Somebody needs to do that research. Is there more chocolate on a plain M&M or a peanut?
I think you just need a...
You just have to boil them down.
A box of matches and two scales.
No, there's more in the plain M&M.
There's more chocolate.
There's more chocolate in the plain M&M than the ones that got peanuts there. What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, there's the...
Common sense.
It's going to be close.
I think
it ain't going to be close.
I think the peanut M&M.
If you take a plain M&M, okay, melt it down, and take one that's coated a peanut.
But one is smaller than the other, for sure. Like the big, bulky peanut M&M's bigger than the little.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, there's going to be more chocolate in the plain M&M.
Besides, which one weighs more, a pound of M&M's or a pound of feathers?
They weigh the same, dummy. It's a pound.
In your face,
boom,
dummy.
He was listening. I like it. Look.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Boom, roasted.
I wasn't born yesterday, Doc.
He fell off the banana truck, but not
right.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
not
yesterday, buddy.
I like it.
Well, let's see now. Wait a minute. Feather's real light.
That's good.
I've actually seen people do that. Oh, wait a minute, what did you say?
Well, duh, the chocolate, because they're heavier. Time out. Time out. I love that.
Hey, for real, though, we're not going to do that, but someone do it. Go melt it and figure it out.
I would suspect.
hello@duckcallroom.com. Email me the results, and your name and your location of residence will get shared here in the Duck Call Room.
Oh. I would suspect they're really close to the same.
Oh, hey, I just got to throw this in, because it just hit me when you said residence. I got a letter from a fan.
Okay.
And guess what he enclosed with the letter?
$100 bill.
No. A picture. Now, it's up to y'all. What would a fan be sending a picture? And then he was telling, he in the letter saying, hey, tell him it is with you, the non-believers.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Okay.
I saw it.
Black Panther. Yeah.
That's right. He had a picture. And look, he said, now, hey, I don't know where. I'm sorry it's not in color. It came to me in color.
Yeah.
He said, but I had to take a photograph of it, and it was black and white.
So you received a black and white photo of a
colored photo.
Of a photo.
Yeah, of a photo.
So a man got
and
a stamp
Jason,
and put that on a letter.
Yeah, and Jace would say, okay, that's a photo chop.
Has this guy never heard of CVS or Walgreens?
Well,
or,
no, but I'm just saying.
Well, let's just say anywhere.
He apologized for it being in black and white.
Friend.
Si calls me over to his house to pick up some stuff he's got to sign for an event we're doing. And he says, I got to tell you something. I was like, what is it? He's like, I got something to show you. I mean, this is like he's in a...
And it wasn't his Tommy John's.
No, it wasn't his Tommy John's, but that's a good
thing. I had him on, but hey, it wasn't a Tommy John's.
He opens it up and he's like, look at this. Here's the Black Panther.
That's right.
Now we got proof.
That's right.
I said, Si, that's
proof.
A picture of a picture. I said, I've seen that picture a million times. No, you hadn't. Oh, no, you hadn't, because look, see, this is the real thing here.
That's right.
And he's got other pictures, too.
What it looked
Si's
like?
Si's building a case.
No, what it looked like was the South America Jaguar.
Jaguar. Yeah.
Because you could actually tell.
Probably well, was, that is what it was.
It had, little, only, it had dots in it, you know, where you could see. You know.
Here's what I know to be true. The only thing more elusive than the Black Panther is our next break. Let's take that. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be right back, boys.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, and I'm leaving it at this.
Are we recording?
No, but it doesn't matter, because they're not going to believe me anyway.
Yeah.
Are there
welcome
large,
to my world.
Are there large black cats?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In Louisiana.
Yes. Yeah. Everywhere.
Potentially somebody's got one as a pet.
Yeah. Yeah. Potentially.
Living wild?
Maybe
statistically improbable.
Yeah. Now, see.
However, that large black cat is not a mountain lion. He could be.
He's a panther.
Which is the synonym for mountain lion. He could be a jaguar. He could be a leopard.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm totally fine with that.
No.
Zach gave you that.
No. This is the educational part of it.
He is not a mountain lion.
Yeah.
/ cougar.
Yeah.
/ panther.
Yeah. That's a whole third different one.
Yeah. But there could be a black jaguar or a black leopard that somebody had as a pet that got out.
Yeah.
Now, how in the world he's the only critter in the state of Louisiana that continuously shows himself and doesn't get shot, I'll never know. Because anything else around here, ends up on the spit.
I was just thinking, right? So, the boy's got a valid, and I mean a real good valid point, okay, with a bunch of Louisiana rednecks, because if they saw him, about probably 99.5, maybe 0.75% would blast that sucker.
Si, you told me they taste like bald eagle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
No. Hey, you go to jail for eating bald eagle.
No, he's way better than an eagle, but not quite as good as an owl.
That's right. An owl's got him beat.
Okay, and on a real note, just so we're aware of the controversy we have caused over the Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
In the past.
How did you pronounce that?
Controversy.
Controversy. That's
controversy.
For our fans across the pond in the United Kingdom.
I knew you did it on purpose.
Major controversy. Anyway, I've gotten 3 emails in the past 2 days. Kansas, Tennessee, South Carolina. The man in Tennessee said, Martin, you're full of it. Like, he's mad at you for even doubting.
He must know Martin.
Again, I'm just trying to add a little clarity on which cat.
He's got a big, good point, valid point. Now, but hey, North Carolina?
Gone and
South Carolina.
But I know, but hey, North Carolina, okay. I deer hunted in North Carolina on Fort Bragg, and I seen a trail going through the woods. I got on my hands and knees and tried to. I said, if I can get in there where it opens up and put me a stand, I'll kill a big buck here. I only got about 100 yards, okay. I've done been just, it looked like I've been in a fight with a barbed wire fence. Okay, it's ripped my coat, hunting coat. It's ripped the red vest off of me, the orange vest off of me. It's shreds. Okay, and I had to literally back out of there. It was so thick. So North Carolina's got them thick, trust me. Too thick.
There you go.
I don't even know where to go from
here. So many sightings.
You know what? I do know where to go from here. Since we're talking about large
black cats,
domesticated animals that we may or may not have seen by the Dollar General in Arkansas Road, but I for sure did. The tiger in Houston.
What about it?
He's been found.
He's been apprehended.
Oh, he's apprehended?
It took him a week to. There was a tiger.
So Houston is safe from the tiger.
From the tiger, yes.
Houston
is.
You still got to fight the population, though, boys. Okay.
Hey. The population.
You're not safe, okay? You got humans living in Houston. Anywhere there's humans living, no one's safe.
And allegedly, the guy who owned the tiger, more dangerous.
He's dangerous than the tiger.
Than the tiger. Yeah,
Alleged. This is not confirmed, boys. It hasn't been proved.
A court of law will decide that at a later date.
That's right.
But the 9-month-old male, it had a name, India.
Clever.
Is now at the Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch, an animal sanctuary southeast of Dallas, where there's 3 other tigers. And I really want to go to this ranch because it sounds like there's a lot of cool animals that people just
Texas
shouldn't
is
have
big
had.
On, Texas is big on exotic animals. Ranch.
That's cool.
So I mean, we've covered that the last three episodes, mm. So I felt like at some point we had to discuss the fact that the tiger
has been apprehended.
India, the nine-month-old male, is living his days out in a wildlife rescue.
Yep.
I can appreciate that.
Which has got to be better
than somebody's house.
Yeah. Than yeah. the suburban area of
yeah, the
Houston.
Suburbs of Houston.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good for India, man. That's awesome.
So, in case you are only keeping up with the Houston Tiger story, and if you're not as interested in it as we are, that's on you, because that's the most interesting thing I've ever heard.
JD was like a reporter, boy. He was on top of that tiger.
I've been Googling Houston up, tiger every day.
That's right. That tiger, I mean, that's a cool deal. Like,
it's
fun.
But it's not cool like when you think, like, for a week, tiger in people's backyards.
It just shows me how situationally unaware most people are. Because that tiger watched people, like, walk by him.
Oh, my God.
And they never even, you know, India was just like, hey, you throw me a ball?
That's
like, you got a scratch pad?
Yeah, that's spooky there. Yeah. When you say that, tell me, well, I'm, you know, in the streets of Houston, in the dark, in a park, you know.
In the dark, in the park.
Hey, there's a tiger laying up there on that limb, and he's
just watching him.
And he's just watching me. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at him. He's wiggling his tail while he's doing it, just.
So people of Houston, residents of Houston, last week, if you had that feeling like something was watching you.
It probably was.
It probably was.
Right. And now, hey, kids are safe to go on the playground.
That's right, boys.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I love it. Big cats are cool. They scare me to death. Yeah. But, I mean.
I like them at zoos.
Yes.
That's where they belong. Or animal sanctuaries.
I like them on Nat Geo.
Martin.
Like roaming wild and free, catching gazelle.
Oh, no.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me what kind of cat got out of the zoo in New Orleans, or was it Baton Rouge?
I have no idea.
This has been several years ago, but it broke out, and then it attacked other animals in the zoo and got away, and they finally caught it.
Yeah, that's.
I think you're talking about the new Jurassic World.
No, that was the Indominus
Rex.
No, I remember. I think it was
and
a
Chris
leopard.
Pratt was
I think
there.
It was.
It was a leopard. And look, the leopard actually killed two other animals in the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what leopards do.
Yeah.
I mean, they hunt stuff.
Well, that's why when you fool with wildlife.
Yeah, when you go to make them tame, that's a big deal.
When you try to make a wild animal a pet, you're just asking for trouble.
The same can be said for something as innocent as a squirrel.
That's it, because, hey,
a pet squirrel will tear your
pet
up,
too. That will bite you, too.
A pet squirrel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had a pet cat squirrel when I was growing up.
My mom had a pet monkey.
Oh, no. Hey, look, mom bought a brand
new
couch.
Whoa, you can't just mention time out. A pet monkey?
Yeah. So my mom said the monkey wasn't mean. Its name was Yoko.
Yoko, wait. Yoko, boys.
Yoko monkey.
And they would hold it like with a towel around it. And it stayed in their
house.
What,
are they scared? They're scared they're going to catch a disease or something off of it?
Probably that was like. Crap, its pants or something. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Did they get rid of monkey diapers back then?
The 70s were a lot cooler than now.
A monkey.
You could just have whatever pet you wanted.
I wonder if that was like payment somebody bartered to your papa because they couldn't come up with cash. Like, hey, but bing, I got a pet bing, monkey.
Well, hey,
his name is Yoko.
Yeah. Hey, back
his
to
name
my,
is
hey,
Yoko.
Look, back to how a few days we had a pet cat squirrel. Mom had just went down to the furniture store and bought a brand new couch, which was pink in color. Okay, well, a cat squirrel got under the couch, pulled a bunch of cotton out of the couch, out of the springs, made him a nice little round nest, soft cotton, and when you sit down, the spring was sticky in the behind, because he done pulled all the cotton out. Well, I guess what? You know, we had squirrel for supper that night.
Ooh.
Because mom caught that sucker and skinned him out and fried him up. Tell me, hey, I don't.
You don't buy a new cat.
Oh, yeah. You don't buy a brand new couch and let the pet cat squirrel.
Welcome to the Robertsons.
Yeah, welcome to the Robertsons.
World.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
You become supper when you pull a stunt like that.
Oh, man. Oh, well, let's take another break. Good grief.
I found his cat,
who?
Too.
What?
The one he was talking about a few years ago.
What's the name of
it? It was a leopard, right?
It was a leopard. But it did not get outside of the zoo.
No, the zoo was closed.
No, but it killed two animals inside the zoo.
Nine.
Oh, I only remembered it was a couple.
Good.
Hey, this boy went on a killing spree.
I tell it was.
Hey, you've been locked up for that long. You would too.
Oh, no, That's the whole premise of Jurassic World.
Hey,
let me out. I ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Hey, this was a convicted criminal. Okay, like somebody. Hey, he gets loose anywhere, boy. Somebody's going to die.
No people were hurt though.
Does it list what animals he got?
No, that's what I was looking for.
It's curious.
Nope. Yes, it does.
Oh,
what did he take out?
Tell it.
I don't even like reading this.
Monkey.
I've been to this zoo, and it's a great zoo.
Yeah.
An alpaca and a fox died the first day.
Ooh.
Then four alpacas. What's an alpaca? I'll show you.
He looked like a llama.
One emu. And another fox.
He got an email too.
So he went for big birds.
He went on a hunting spree, si.
A few alpacas.
That's what it was.
And a few foxes, which that fox tried to take out my dog. So I got
that
jaguar's buck. Yeah, that's an alpaca.
It's a llama.
Yeah, ish.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
they actually shear them things and sell the wool, right?
Or that's that jacket you got.
Oh, is that what that is?
Uh-huh. That Willie bought you.
They must live where it's real, real cold. Because, son, hey, the wind does not cut that thing. I don't care. 100-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah.
It just goes to show you.
You don't even know it.
That leopard, you can't take the wild out of it.
No.
Si, you think he had a hit list like you and Stone do down at Phil's Land?
He been watching.
No, he just.
From the top of his game.
Yeah, he's like, you just made the list.
No.
He done told that alpaca, you spit on somebody else one more time. Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I'm watching you.
Hey, back to the laying on the limb.
He been chewing on that cable like Shawshank Redemption.
His list is, okay, if you walk by that limb, you on the list.
He said, if you foxes you up one more time, I swear, if I get out of this, I'm going to tear you
out.
Oh,
I will get out. And when I do, there's going to be a reckoning.
That's right. I'm going to get you.
And that emu, everybody loves chicken.
Emu's got to go.
Andy Dufresne, the leopard from New Orleans.
All right, we're out. Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Hey, get him going, boys.
Anyways, we're
fire
back.
Him up.
So, I don't know where we at. Do we have good news?
I found something on the internet.
It was interesting.
That's worth talking about. Also, my mom just texted me, and this is the coolest thing I've ever heard of in my life, because she's not as quick on the text as I needed her to be in the last segment.
Well, she's working.
She's also at work.
Yeah.
The way they found the monkey is my aunt saw an advertisement in a magazine, and they ordered a monkey through a magazine.
No way.
That's fantastic.
I want to go back in time, too, Si, because you sound way
Sears and Roebuck, boys.
Yeah.
Order your own pet monkey.
So Yoko the monkey.
Yoko the monkey is coming to your town.
Via magazine. But I found an article on the internet. Someone did a survey.
I want a pet elephant.
Okay.
It has to do with elephants.
He just showed an elephant.
What? All right. So they surveyed a bunch of Americans, and the question was, which animal do you think you could beat in a fight? Ooh. And you check, yes, I can beat this animal in a fight, or no, I can't. 8% of Americans in this survey think they can beat a gorilla in a fight.
Nope.
That's that 8% of insanity.
These are the 8%. You know where they live? In the insane asylum. Okay, because they think they can whoop a gorilla.
Yeah, and 8%.
Silverback gorilla.
Those same three people, 8% of people, said they could beat a lion and an elephant in a fight, too.
Now,
6% say they could beat a grizzly bear in a fight. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you got a better chance versus the grizzly bear than you do a gorilla.
Tell them to put their money where their mouth is.
No, I think those are equally you end up dead.
Well, yeah, the chance is zero.
Speaking of going out how you want to go out in death, that would be...
That'd be an easy...
Think you could... Now, you're not going to... No, you're not going to... In a just a straight-up, like, fist fight?
I don't... It's just
like,
says
no
fight.
Weapons, no, like...
If it says...
Like this versus that.
Oh, I got ones that, you know, I put it this way. I will become Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And I will cover all of your bets on this.
Las Vegas.
Okay. You don't think there's a single person in this country
wants to be the house
that could beat a gorilla in a fight?
A true wild gorilla that you got upset.
You're not going to beat a silverback gorilla. Okay?
Not without a weapon.
This is something that swings through the vines of trees, okay? And if he gets mad, he don't swing. He yanks the trees out by the roots and tosses it aside.
I'm going to be honest with you. There ain't many wild animals I'd pick me over in just a straight-up fist fight.
No. All right. Oh, the best one would be a kangaroo from Australia.
You think you could beat a kangaroo in a fight?
No. A kangaroo could whoop Ali.
Okay, 14% of people think they can beat a kangaroo also in the study.
Put it this way. A kangaroo would whoop Ali.
All right, bald eagle.
Bald eagle. Mm.
You're not beating a bald eagle in a fight?
Mm-mm.
No, because he'd pick you up, get up at about 1,000 feet and drop you, and you're dead.
He ain't going to pick me up, but he got the element of surprise.
Hey, you're going to become a bomb.
Yeah. Okay. So 30% of people.
Hey, he's going to drop the bomb, baby.
Think they would beat a bald eagle in a fight. 61% of people think they would beat a goose in a fight.
I mean, you could probably beat a goose.
Yeah, you might whoop a goose.
You grab him by the neck.
Might can whoop a goose.
But his claws ain't sharp. Like, he doesn't really have
This one disturbs me, though.
Doesn't have a defense mechanism.
Is this monkey on a rope?
Only 72% of people think they could beat a mouse. What are these other 28% of people doing that they can't beat up a mouse?
The field mouse is fast.
Well, ain't going to hurt you.
Hey, they're probably thinking about Mighty Mouse.
Or Splinter.
That's why I'm serious.
The problem with a mouse is catching him. Like, he hit and run you. Bop, gone.
Look,
I'm eventually going to win.
You may not. Because, the mongoose.
Okay, mongoose.
Or mongoose.
He whoops a cobra. And he ain't nothing but just a big mouse. Okay, I'm serious.
But what if that mouse has rabies? He slips up, bites you one time on the ankle, and you die before. Ooh, yeah. Then he wins a fight.
He wins.
Actually, it was only a picture. This is technically a rat, is what was asked.
Ew.
Oh.
So.
I mean, really the only sure thing I'm going with for me is that goose. I take him.
Yeah. Now, I would fight a goose, okay?
I want to see Si fight a goose.
Maybe I'll whoop him, okay? But all the rest of it.
But even with that goose, you don't know he was there.
This is one of them things. There's an alert at the front and back. Come on, do not do this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's more animals, but some of them are domesticated, and that could just get.
Because you were talking about they're going up against a grizzly bear,
hamster.
No, like a medium dog to a large dog.
Yeah. Tear you up.
Here's the thing. You said something about somebody fighting a grizzly bear and winning.
No,
folks, a grizzly bear can slap a moose with his paw.
Moose slap.
And break his neck and cut it about halfway off.
Those things. Yeah. All the above.
Hey, a moose slap.
Yeah.
Somebody got moose slap.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got from that ridiculous article.
That's it. That was a ridiculous article.
It just worked. We've been talking about the wild animal kingdom. I said, well, let's drop ourselves into it.
Somebody got paid to come up with that study. And what does it mean?
I think it means that Americans are getting dumb.
It means, okay, they're wasting a lot of money on a stupid study that don't mean nothing to begin with. It's nonsense.
Never mind. I'm not going.
Oh, wait. I think I just found more of it.
Oh, he just found it.
How could there be more of that ridiculousness?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is a bigger study. I clicked something and it just got wild.
Is it a fight to the finish? Or is it 10
now
rounds?
It's a fight to the finish between
the
other
Google
animals.
Boys.
The goose wins 14% of the time.
Against what?
Every other animal.
Grass?
An unarmed human is ranked right below an ostrich and right above a goose.
Ooh.
My.
Whoa. Time out. They're saying an ostrich can't whoop a goose?
No. So the ranking system here, there's about 30 of them. We're going to put goose at number 30, human at 29, ostrich at 28.
Okay, because I saw a very good friend of mine, get taken out by an ostrich.
Oh, yeah.
who also ran me into the truck prior to whooping him.
Yeah. He chased him back to the truck.
And if it hadn't have been for a 20-gauge shotgun, that ostrich would have won said fight.
That's it.
Well, my aunt, who ordered the monkey from the magazine, she lived on an ostrich farm for a while, and then things were scary.
They're mean. Just think, because your uncle,
Mac,
Owen.
Owen's had an old ostrich farm.
One of them ostriches jumped up and put Mac on his back. You know the old deal about Mac is back? Hey, that ostrich jumped up and hit him one of them because they got three big claws on their feet. Just jumped up and just
boom,
like that right there in the chest. And he looked like he had a rope tied to him like they do in the movie.
They had a lot of ostriches.
And yank him back.
Look, when it come to me and an ostrich and fight or flight, your boy flew.
Your boy flew
into the back of his truck and crawled over the top to get into the cab of it where his shotgun was.
Yeah, where he's getting his weapon.
I was like,
I'm not fighting. Then he had to go back and tell the ranch owner or something, hey, you know that ostrich
didn't
warn me?
He killed him. I made him tell it. I didn't kill him.
It was self-defense, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was said, 100% you know that ostrich you warned us about?
There's a problem.
We had to kill him
in self-defense. That's one
he
of the few times I did not have a video camera. And buddy, I wish I would have.
When Mac told us about getting stomped by that ostrich, we all wanted to tell me, did you get it on film?
Oh, man.
Sorry that happened, Mac, but did you get it on film?
He said no, but he raised his T-shirt up and said, but look at these three prints. He left on my
that
chest.
That one kicked Miller in the binoculars. That's the only thing that saved his chest. He had his binoculars on.
It cut Mac.
Yeah, it broke his binoculars in half. It was funny.
It cut him.
Speaking of my Uncle Mac, you told a story a few weeks ago about like the sun falling from the sky before a duck hunt. You and Godwin and Mac were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I texted
Mac.
Yeah,
out in New Mexico. He don't remember.
He don't remember the sun falling. So now I'm like 95%.
No. Look, that day, it was 17 different falling stars, shooting stars, whatever you want to call them.
UFOs,
whatever. We sit there for about 45 minutes throwing out decoys and we're looking across the sky.
That's awesome.
Watching stuff. Oh, yeah. And look, one of them look as big as the sun. Come across on fire and then broke up right above us. And big ball of fire and then a little ball of fire trailing it.
That actually
happened. I would put my hand on a Bible and swear to that.
Okay. I'll check back with
that. That was real.
I believe
that,
I'll
tell him to watch this episode.
This was not a story, okay? This was fact.
Well.
Because it was amazing to watch it because Phil looked up and said, boys, y'all don't realize something. That big ball of fire that we're looking at going across the sky is a big, big planet that we have no idea where it comes from and we have no idea where it's going. Because you got to think about this. Where is this crap falling?
Are we falling?
It's falling somewhere.
If you can find it, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Where is it falling? Hey, I'm talking about 17 different deals coming by.
Are we currently falling?
Spinning.
We're moving.
-9.8 meters per second squared.
Is the sun still?
Did you know, JD, that from January 1, 2020 to January 1, 2021, I traveled over 5 million miles. Okay. And most of it, guess where I was at when I...
Asleep on your couch.
Napping.
I was either
for
in my recliner... are in my bed, and I'm telling you, folks, I don't remember going 5 million something miles.
I don't know, but I should be platinum status.
Okay.
Anyway, let's
That's
take
pretty
our
cool.
That is cool, but let's take our last break, and we're gonna come back and get in that hello at duck call.
Don't go away.
Hello, hello.
Don't go away.
Johnny D, hello at duckcallroom.com. What's up in
hello.
There?
Well, once again, there's pictures of black cats from all over America.
Hey, it is, boy.
But we got one. We went serious earlier on this episode, so we're going to go much lighter. But once again, hey, whatever you need. You have a silly question, ask it at hello at duckcallroom. You need life advice from Si? Ask it at Duck Call Room. We helped some people out last week.
Yeah.
I believe they...
That was good advice.
They're probably engaged now.
Yeah.
Beats me if they are. We haven't heard back. But
they could be happily married.
Cody. Well, that's really quick. I hope they're not married yet. I hope they're engaged. But Cody from Richmond, Kentucky, He's an avid listener, and he's got a question. What would you be if you could be a superhero?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Like which superpower you would have. But his exact question.
Mon's got his hand up.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
If you could be a superhero, who would you be?
I don't care who I am. I just want to fly, baby. I want the power of flight.
You want flight, huh?
Yes, yeah, I like that. That's awesome.
But like there's different types of like Spider-Man. Because he's not flying. He's just falling.
No, he's dangling.
Nah, that's too much work.
He dangles.
Superman's just zipping around.
Yeah, but hey, you got on. I know where he's talking. Yeah. Flight would be the coolest thing ever. Okay. And one day I'm going to do it.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm serious.
How?
At the resurrection.
At the resurrection when I'm at Jesus in the
I'll
sky.
I'll fly away, son.
Okay. And hey, I'm going to be using Jesus' power. Okay.
Amen.
I'm kind of ashamed that I wasn't ready.
No. You got to understand. I'm with you on that. What would you want if you would be a superhero? What power?
I want like to fly, talking? Baby.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
You got to think about it. Every time I look at, look, every time I look at a bunch of ducks, and they're so high, they look like mosquitoes, okay? And then 3 seconds you hear, and then they're backpedaling in front of you over the decoys, and you
I just love to get up there and fly with them.
No.
Like get in formation with them. Like, dude, I mean, obviously, I like to think I'd be a little smarter. Be like, no, Hammer, that's a duck blind. You don't want to go there.
I've got a question since you're an educated man. How does 1,000 green winged teal?
You've asked me this.
Come over and make a banking maneuver. Okay. I'm talking about all the way.
You're gonna
at the same instant, and they're flying like a foot apart.
Martin's answer last time is you're going to have to do that flying maneuver you were speaking of earlier, and you're going to have to ask Jesus on that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But
I don't know that one.
I'm looking forward to that. I will fly just like an eagle does one of these days.
But my deal would be I would reckon they do that out of necessity, because if they don't change course like the rest of them, they're about to run into somebody.
I'll run into trees.
Or trees or ground or something.
They're actually just dodging each other.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, but they're moving.
Yeah, but it looked good.
Look, I'm in water up to my chest, okay? Here comes a wood duck. Okay, I'll raise up, and I see the tree coming out of my peripheral vision. Okay, I didn't see it, but there's a hole in this tree. I'm fixing to shoot him out as well. I'll just pop him as he goes behind, you know, comes out behind the tree.
Good call.
Well, hey, I just go past the tree and I'm waiting for the duck. He don't come out. Then I walk around there. Look, there's a hole in the tree up there. Look, I've seen it on film, people filming them. That wood duck was flying. I'll be easy. At least 60.
Good grief.
Okay, he's going 60 miles an hour at least, and he does this. Poop, poop, twice, and then lands on the edge of the hole and down the tree he goes.
So he went from 60
he went from 60
to nesting
to down the hole.
Soup.
Just that quick.
Now that's a superpower.
No, because hey, a guy showed it, but he had to do it. Okay, he's coming the same thing, full speed. You know, just fast camera. You see it. You got wave it. So he just runs it back, turns it on slow motion, and he comes in there. And, hey. He comes up the tree, and it looked like he's fixed to just explode, and he hits two wing beats like this. Okay, then lands and is down the hole.
There you go.
So Cy, for a superpower, just wants to be a wood duck.
Hey, I would love to be
one. Worst ducks to be, that's for sure.
No. He goes through timber, okay? You got to understand something. And he's done been shot at. So he's done kicked in the afterburners. He's running about at least 75 now. And look, and this is a thick forest. And he's
yep. Never hit nothing.
Never hit nothing.
Johnny D, you didn't say what your superpower would be.
Yeah, what would
where
you
at?
Yeah.
He's Big Man Spider-Man. Stick in the wall.
Batman's the coolest superhero.
Oh, agreed. Batman, boy.
But he's not really a superhero. He's just a guy that got
Fights
cool.
Crime.
He got cool toys. And he's
really cool
got
toys.
A deep voice.
Where are they?
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Johnny D.
But that, or I'd either like...
and he was loaded.
Well, that's cool.
Would you like to drive the Batmobile?
Yeah, no, that would be fun. Right. Or best, like laser eyeballs.
Okay. Yeah.
But... Hey, yeah, that's all I got.
Just cut through that steel beam over here.
But yeah, no, Batman's the coolest of all the superheroes, hands down. Superman's not that cool, even though he can fly. But Batman can fall with style. Like, he can't fly, but he can drop
out
of something.
He glides pretty good.
Yeah, he glide. Yeah. So that's me.
He's a glider, boy.
Anybody else before we kick it to this Bible?
No, Philip went flight.
I'm flying with Martin.
So y'all are all flying. I'm just buying cool stuff.
You got to actually think about that. Up in the sky with no attachments.
Anytime Morgan Freeman's your assistant, that's pretty awesome.
That's way cooler than Willie's assistant.
Here, here.
I'll give Batman that.
Boy, hey.
Got a better voice, too.
All right, we got a Bible verse.
You know what? I had the Bible verse, and it's the perfect verse for what we talked about earlier, but now we got another verse, so I'm going to go fast. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, so we will be with the Lord forever. That's for you three right there, because you
like
can't
it.
Fly yet, but one day you're going to. And then we hit on some a little heavier stuff at the beginning, and I find it very important to read this, so I'm going to slow down for this one. Mark 12:28, they were coming at Jesus again, trying to trip him up and ask him questions. And they said, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked them, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
And all I can say to that is one day I'm going to be doing 125 miles an hour on a downhill cell, and I'm just going to let my toes drag the top of the water as I go skyward.
And the reason he's going to do that is because he loved his neighbor, baby.
Hey.
There you go.
All right. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Oh, I love it.